The new movie Patriot Games is based on a political thriller by Tom Clancy. The film adaptation of his Hunt for Red October was a big hit a couple of years ago. In Patriot Games, there's a whole new crew of post-Cold War villains. Critic John Powers has this review.
It's a rule of thumb in the film reviewing biz that good novels invariably turn into bad movies. Curiously enough, lousy novels often make better movies. And that's certainly the case with Patriot Games. Author Tom Clancy keeps griping that this new movie has betrayed his book. But he's got to be kidding. In fact, the filmmakers have taken a ponderous, fact-larded bestseller and turned it into an efficient, if corny, thriller. Our hero, Jack Ryan, is back from nabbing a Soviet sub in the Hunt for Red October. But the world's changed so much since the collapse of communism that Ryan's no longer even played by actor Alec Baldwin. This time out, the roles fall into reliable old Harrison Ford, who's a mellower sort of hero for the post-Cold War era. But even the New World Order can't keep Ryan out of trouble. In London on business, he winds up stopping an IRA splinter group from assassinating a royal. And one of the group's members spends the rest of the movie attempting to knock off Ryan, his wife, and their beaming little daughter. No master of stealth, this gimlet-eyed Irish maniac doesn't merely take pot shots at the family on the freeway. He even makes threatening phone calls to their home, which only riles them up.
It was him, wasn't it? He's never gonna leave us alone.
He'll never get that close to us again, honey. He's always making calls in the middle of the night. That's all we can do.
You get him, Jack. I don't care what you have to do. Just get him.
Get him, Jack. No line could better express the fear and anger that drives the modern thriller, be it Patriot Games, Cape Fear, or The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, where it's get her, Jack. What all these movies do is turn human beings into monsters so that we'll cheer when they're slaughtered. They play on our desire to destroy, rather than listen to and learn from, the things that frighten us. The slyest, warmest, and most complex Irish character in Patriot Games is an IRA fundraiser played by Hammy Richard Harris. And it's typical that he gets far less screen time than the blood-loony IRA dissidents chasing Ryan. Still, Patriot Games is less thuggish than it might have been. Philip Noyce, the Australian director who made Dead Calm, goes out of his way to give the tale some nuance. He gets a deft, understated performance from Ford, one of the rare Hollywood leading men able to pull off being a grown-up. And in his best moments, Noyce evokes the eerie mixture of satisfaction and horror that are part of killing one's enemy. In the film's one great scene, Ryan visits the CIA operations room and watches the ghostly ultraviolet images of a U.S. assault team wiping out a camp full of suspected terrorists. Their deaths have a terrible, silent, spooky beauty that takes you deeper into the evils of high-tech violence than any number of pyrotechnic shootouts. Which only makes it sadder that Get 'em, Jack is what most people will take from the theater. As I walked up the aisle during the closing credits, the woman behind me said, "The Irish are fanatics. Fanatics!" As one whose bloodline goes back to County Cork, my natural impulse was, of course, to kill her on the spot and then go after her whole family. Lucky for her, the better side of my Irish nature prevailed. I just laughed and went off for a whiskey.
John Powers reviews films for LA Weekly and New York Magazine.